This is CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam people in Vancouver, British Columbia. We are live in the studio today for a special session with the creative writing students of Lyric Forms. And will you guys just introduce the song that you're going to be playing for us here?
Sure.
Yeah, so this song is called Gather on the Wind and Drive.
Yep.
All right, and just press play on that.
In a place of wind and mist, we're both so watery and wet. But after the journey, it ended in burning that no one will ever forget.
I came to the town in a caravan band. We fell in love with the force of a wave. He moved me like only the wind ever had. I think I'll take him to my grave.
She sang as she burned. There was nothing on earth I could do. She sang as she burned. She sang as she burned. Darling, I'll be home soon. She came to Salem on a gypsy caravan. Sang for her supper in the streets. She handed out cures to the rich and the poor, made from petals and herbs.
I gather the white willow and the sweet grasses. I sing them lullabies to soothe their pain. I tend their fevers till the burning passes. Tell tales of the isle on which I was raised.
She sang as she burned. She sang as she burned. There was nothing on earth I could do. She sang as she burned. She sang as she burned. Darling, I'll be home soon. The thunder was snarling in joy. The darkness was a sheet to blanket us sweet.
And his eyes lit the night like a torch.
I say that her hair is dark as the raven. She puts her hands on me like a bolt of lightning from the storm above that moans down and strikes me forever like that in the garden. She sang as she burned, she sang as she burned.
There was nothing on earth I could do.
She sang as she burned, she sang as she burned. Darling, I'll be home soon.
The governor's eyes run down my flesh, and he's hungry for me, he's afraid like the rest. He wants me so badly that if he can't have me, I'm frightened of what he'll do next.
The governor felt that she was from hell, and she would corrupt all of us. And while we lay sleeping, the soldiers came creeping. They dragged her away for the trial. She sang as she burned, she sang as she burned.
There's nothing on earth I could do.
She sang as she burned, she sang as she burned. Darling, I'll be home soon.
They turn against me like the turning tide. Nowhere to run to, no
sang as she burned, she sang as she burned. There was nothing on earth I could do. She sang as she burned, she sang as she burned. Darling, I'll be home soon. I can't stay in this town anymore. I hear her singing when I lie by the shore. I'm heading now to that place she was born. Darling, I'm taking us home. She sang as she burned, she sang as she burned.
There was nothing on earth I could do.
She sang as she burned, she sang as she burned.
Darling, I'll be home soon.
Gather on the wind and drive. Woman none can kiss and thrive.
For they are but whirling wind, out of memory and mind.
That was the song Gather on the Wind and the Drive by Eleanor and Sebastian in as their final piece for their class. How did you guys come up with the sound for the piece? I'm wondering if it was intuitive, if it came to you immediately.
I think it was pretty intuitive.
Yeah, mostly. I think so.
Yeah, I'm a guitar player, and Eleanor does like lots of, synth stuff
Synthy stuff.
And we just realized at some point, like I was listening to one of your songs again, and I was like, There's no reason that we can't just play acoustic guitar and it adds synth to it. And
yeah,
I
had never done.
Yeah,
it worked out
I had not
well,
done it
so
either.
It's good, yeah.
So you were musicians before you took the class, I guess?
Like, for me, very loosely. Like, not really.
I call myself a musician so people will come to shows.
Yeah.
But mostly I just, like, am a writer with a guitar.
Yeah, I am a writer with, like, a ukulele and a computer. Yeah.
Very cool. And, let's see, what were some of the biggest changes that the song went through throughout the course of its making?
Well, one cool thing that happened is when we started working on it together, like, I usually write very quickly and spontaneously, and other people don't work that way, so we decided we were going to write this song about a Salem witch trial, and I started writing verses from this guy's perspective, but then there was this kind of void where there wasn't sort of the other voice, and then Eleanor sent me a whole bunch of lyrics a couple days later, and then it really came together that there were these two.
From the woman's perspective, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we were like, okay, we know what's going on here.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. That's such an awesome idea for a song. Which of you was inspired by witches, or who brought that to the table?
I think it was me.
Yeah.
I think it was me.
Yeah, but I think we both have a deep love of witches.
Yeah, we kind of like were like sort of moving around that setting, and then I just said like witches out of the blue.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I think we're going to go into the next song now, but thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi. Our tentative band name is Scary Lieweed, and this song is called See Through Legs. My name's Cole.
And I'm Alex.
I am 22 today. I'll wrap my thighs around your face. I did not shave. After all these years, she smells the same.
Thank you. The stage is gray and I can't drink. Ginger ale is better than beer sometimes. Vending machines are better than fear. Yeah, I'm crying a little bit. Crying is the ocean I soar above. It doesn't happen often, but I can't get enough. Jump, little carbonations, jump.
Their song for their class that they're doing on creative writing and composing. So enjoy that.
Conversations with strangers on the bus. I didn't care who I was. Center stage. Unafraid got that spotlight rush. Fingers stuck on computer keys. These words are useless to me. Basement dark, lost my spark. Draw the curtains around me.
If you're in the dark and can't handle, I'll send my flame to your candle to say truth breaks us away. We've all got hearts that are battered. We need to burn so we might as well stay. Always keep the faith. Our brightness never. Ooh. Ooh.
Nightmares plague me, I'm paralyzed. Caught in a cage of my own desire. Lost the power, count the hours. Is there love at the end of the line?
If you're in the dark and can't handle, I'll send my flame to your candle to say truth breaks us away.
We've all got hearts that are battered. We need to burn so we matter will stay. Always keep the faith. Our brightness never fades.
Ooh. I'm building a castle to hide you away from all of the lies that we tell other people when we don't know what to say. I'm building a castle with walls that won't break. I'll fill it with all of the candles we've borrowed to chase the shadows away. If you're in the dark and can't handle, I'll send my flame to your candle to say truth breaks us away. We've all got hearts that are battered. We need to burn so we matter will stay. Never face.
Hi, and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. Today we are broadcasting all the songs from CRWR 411 or 511, which is like a composing and creative writing class. And we are joined in studio by Megan and Kiko. Hello, that was your guys' song Fade Away or Untitled.
yeah, thanks.
Do you guys want to talk about the name a little bit?
Well, we came together. There was three of us in a group. Fiona was also in our group. And we just did not title it. I don't even think it crossed our mind to title it. So,
I hate doing titles. So that I was like, you guys just think of the name. So that's, I was not involved in that process.
Yeah, and we didn't do our homework on that, obviously. So Fade Away is good enough for now.
Cool. It's a beautiful name. Like classic song name.
There we go.
Do you guys have a favorite line from the song?
I like the first one. Kiko kind of launched the whole song. She came up with the candle. What was the? I can't remember. It's my favorite one, but I don't know how it goes.
Sending my flame to your candle.
Yeah, and there was just like such a beautiful concept of like having some inanimate object and being able to like send like the spirit to like bring it to life, which was just kind of the jumping off point for us, I think.
Yeah, we focused a lot on theme in the beginning of our collaboration, just sort of looking at what we wanted to write about in the grand scheme of things, what we sort of wanted the song to say. And we kind of talked about hope a little bit, and I like that that line sort of fell in line with the idea of light as hope and being able to lend your hope sort of to someone else. So.
And that just because you're in a dark place doesn't mean you have to be in that dark place alone. And so we kind of really took that duet angle where the verse is really being in that dark place and the chorus really being someone who's like holding out holding out a candle to help this person stand again, which we really liked.
Yeah. Cool. Are you guys musicians like in your day to day?
No. Well, I used to be when I, like, about 15 years ago when I was in high school, I was in a band, but I have not played, so this class for me was just a chance to re-explore something that I've kind of lost over the years, so that's just me.
Yeah, music's kind of been one of those things that it's always sort of just been there in my life. Like, I did piano lessons when I was a little kid, and then I did singing lessons throughout middle school and high school. And, something that just kind of I enjoy doing. It's a way to express myself. I don't do a lot of other autobiographical work, so music's pretty much my sole autobiographical type of medium, I guess. So I enjoy that and just something fun to do.
Yeah. And I'm a playwright, so someday I might write a musical. So this is a very handy skill to
perfect.
Have.
Oh, so. Perfect. Did you guys have, like, specific roles in the creating of this piece?
Kiko did all the playing of the guitar. I came up with the melody, and then we all kind of came together to do the lyrics.
Yeah, I think all three of us worked pretty evenly on the lyrics. We really did collaborate in that we basically all of the lyrics that made it into the final were all worked on at one point with all of us.
We were all in the same room together.
But yeah, so I did the guitar, and then I think it was pretty much collaboration from start to finish. Yeah. Even because I was playing the music, they also did have input in the music, and we kind of fooled around with what sort of sound we wanted.
How did you guys come up with this sound?
Fiona, actually, she wanted a reggae kind of feel, so Kiko put some reggae feel, and we were like, yeah, and that was how it happened.
Yeah, cool. Pretty simple.
Well, I think they're ready out there for another live performance.
Cool. Thank you guys for having us.
Thank you so much for being on. That was a beautiful, beautiful thing. So we're just going to let them get started.
Hey there, I'm Nico.
And I'm Emily Peck.
And this is our song, Live Without You. We will.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, where we are broadcasting live CRWR 411 or 511's composed pieces from this semester. Right now, I'm with...
Michaela.
And Denby.
And we're going to play their song...
Didn't Give In.
Cool, so enjoy it, and we'll be right back. Cool.
Is it playing?
Yeah, it says it's playing.
The confusion of being with you. I like how now I laugh a little harder. I don't miss the heavy strain you put me under. I like how I can walk a little lighter.
I don't miss the way that you held yourself instead of holding me. Tell me that you're mine. All of these memories that I'm missing in my dreams. I know they're not real, but I wish they could be. I don't miss putting out your fires, but I miss the heat. I'm missing you today. It hurts a little less now. I'm taking it in that you're really gone.
I'm missing you today. So breathe now.
So we're back on CITR 101.9 FM with Demby and Michaela. Today we're broadcasting CRWR 411 or 511's like final projects, which is like a music and lyric composition course. And that was Don't Give In. So how did you guys come up with the title for this song? Was it just like...
The title Didn't Give In came at the very end after we recorded the whole thing. It's kind of funny. We both came up with the title separately and sent it to each other.
Yeah. Oh,
it
happened to be the same thing. Cool. Is the song like completed, do you think? Or is that the kind of, are you guys the kind of people who would like are going to pick at it forever?
I think there are definitely things like if we didn't have such time constraints, it would be a bit different, like more instruments and like better quality, I think. But it is what it is. For now, it's all right.
Cool. And the main focus of this course was the lyrics, right? Mm-hmm. And you guys are both in the creative writing program. Was it like weird writing like for song versus writing prose, even or even like versus writing poetry?
I have experience in it, so it's something that I've always kind of been interested in. So going at it for a course wasn't the most intimidating thing, but it's definitely different than writing like fiction or nonfiction. It's a different struggle, that's for sure.
Yeah, like I've sort of always done lyrics and or songwriting and fiction, so I kind of I felt the two were distinct, and but I'm used to it.
Are you guys both musicians in your past lives?
Not in any professional sense.
Same.
Cool. So you guys both sang on the track, right? What instruments did you guys also bring to it?
I played the guitar.
And did the drums on GarageBand.
That's a talent. GarageBand is very confusing and scary. So what are some of the biggest changes that you made to this piece? Like from its like conception as a wee baby song.
Our beginning idea was very, very basic. We started with like, I miss you doing this. I don't miss you doing this. And that was basically all we had to go on. And we kind of went our separate ways. So we kind of came back and it took like more of a, I don't want to say darker, but like a different turn than I think our original idea would have been cheesier than this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it definitely took form after the fact.
Yeah.
Cool.
I would say that.
How did you guys come up with the theme for this one?
We both write love songs.
Yeah, kind
of,
pretty much.
Songs like to love, so we're like, what's a spin on it we can do that we neither of us wrote this semester? Yeah.
Cool. This wasn't like, in my brain, I just kind of like have it in my head that it was like a series of songs. Is that true or like completely false? Was this like totally isolated from the other work that you did in the course?
Just in the sense that we did it together. Our other stuff was like same with the rest of the program, like it's very separate and like we do it on our own time. So this was, yeah, it was kind of like going off of what we've done previously, but in a completely isolated way, if that makes sense.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
it's like the one collaborative assignment of the term. Yeah.
Cool. Did you guys expect it to be played on the radio?
We did it last year. And so, yeah, that was something we were excited to have done again. Yeah, we're so happy to be invited.
Good. Did you guys work together last year as well?
No.
Okay, cool. So how did you guys come up with the sound for this song?
Well, my background is more like country pop kind of stuff.
So cute.
Oh, thanks, I try. So I kind of brought that to the table. And like, how would you describe your sound?
I usually describe it as pop. Last year was described as R&B pop. I think I play with a little different rhythms maybe than typical country.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to bring a little bit of that into the bridge, but
no, you definitely did. And with the like percussion, like that's not my thing at all. So I feel like our sounds blended together super well.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite line from the song?
So many to choose from.
I'm not sure I do. A lot of them I associate just with the experience of writing them with Michaela, so like they're all like sort of have their own sort of good quality.
Aww, cute. Did you expect to like kind of be as cohesive as a team?
I hoped.
Yeah, hoped, but you never really know. But I feel like this was super cohesive and super honest and good environment to like do a collaboration with someone.
For sure.
That's gorgeous. I'm so happy for you guys. Were you guys like excited to work in the duet format then if you had been doing like so many like separated, isolated things?
I think it brings different issues to the table. I'm used to taking like full control of songs. I'm used to taking my time. So doing it with somebody else is kind of a struggle at times, just because you have to like really put yourself out there and trust the other person. But I was excited to do it because it's a different challenge.
Yeah, I pretty much feel the same way. Like usually work independently, but there's always new things you discover when working with someone else.
Do you think this will be like a long-lasting musical relationship?
I would be interested in doing another collab. I think I could make something.
Yay! A band has formed.
It started here.
Cool. So I think that they're ready to start out there.
Awesome.
Thank you guys so much for being on our show.
Thank you for having
us. Beautiful song.
Thanks.
Guys, you're welcome. So yeah, enjoy whatever they're gonna play.
Hey, my name is Micah.
And I'm Derek.
And we wrote a little tune. It's called One Night Stand.
Yeah.
Here it is.
And we are back on CITR 101.9 FM. Today we are broadcasting all of these songs from CRWR 411 or 511, depending on your degree, which is like music composition and lyric writing. So you just heard a group play, not the people who we're about to interview. This is Alex and Cole from the band See-Through. No. The song is called See-Through Legs. The band is called Scary Lieweed. So how did you guys come up with both the band name and the song name?
Well, how we came up with the song was we looked through a bunch of our old diaries. Or I looked through a bunch of my, like, old Moleskines.
Mine were, like, old Tumblr posts.
And then we just spent, like, 2 or 3 hours going through our old angsty stuff and compiling, like, what was good or funny.
Yeah, like, we had a big Word document open, and we listed just a bunch of our favorite lines from it. And then for the band name is more Cole's thing than mine.
Yeah, we wrote down Scary Lieweed because once when I was at a concert and really, like, just out of my mind excited about the concert, I was writing in my notebook, and then I remembered being in Sunday school and watching this VeggieTales thing where there's, like, this weed that lied and then it took over the city, and I cried and they had to, like, take me out. And I was really sad because I was the only kid who they had to take out, and I was like, oh, I'm so weak.
Yeah.
But yeah, then we just thought it was a funny band name.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. We had other ones.
That's like a sad story, but do you guys feel that's like indicative of like what your band is, kind of?
Yeah, like, I mean, I think like there's a lot like in all of this stuff we've been writing about like vulnerability, and memory was a big thing we talked about when we first started writing. So I think that shows that pretty well.
Cool. Do you guys have a favorite line from the song?
Crying is the ocean I soar above.
Yeah, that's the one that's really stuck out.
We started it with that one. Yep. We were like, okay, this one's got to be in it.
Yeah.
Then we kind of made it around that.
Also, Jump Little Carbonations is...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that one's good.
Pretty brilliant, if I say so myself.
Was that your line?
No.
Oh. both of those were my lines.
Yeah.
Most of the other ones were hers, though.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it was pretty collaborative. Like, most of the lines, it was, like, one of us started it and the other one finished it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Or just we said a bunch of words that rhymed in a row, and then we chose a word that didn't rhyme.
Cool.
Yeah.
Songwriting. This is it.
Yeah, and Cole's done a lot more songwriting than I have, so he was definitely more on the more musical end of things. Because I don't know how to play an instrument. I know how to play a drum.
Yeah, you cool. Hit it 4 times.
I did. I hit the drum 4 times.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I've never done that, so.
And on live radio, I'm wondering how it was to perform your piece live and why you chose to perform it live instead of on MP3.
I think because we liked it.
Yeah, and, like, we'd already performed it live a bunch in front of Cole's roommate, so, like,
yeah.
We were prepared. He's the most critical audience we could have hoped for.
Cool. Do you think you guys are going to, like, work together more in the future?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Cool. That's gorgeous.
We've already started. Like, we've got so much stuff planned.
From that one Word document could be, like, an album.
Yeah.
Of, like... Yeah, I mean, we'd make stuff around other stuff, but, like, the start of a bunch of songs are there. Very exciting.
Yeah, and I think we work together pretty well. We've known each other for a while, so it was really great getting to work together.
Cool. What made you guys choose See Through Legs instead of any of the other starts of the songs to complete?
That was just another line that was in the Word document. And we kind of just went through the Word document, looking at them, choosing which one would be the best for a title.
Yeah.
I guess.
And, like, I think we wanted, like, a particular sound. And a lot of the other starts of songs we had were, like, interesting explorations of genre, like birth punk. this was just what we wanted.
And I think, like, when there was, like, that one line... I wish I was with the spiders in the vents. And the see-through legs was from the spiders thing, but then we split that in half.
Yeah.
Because we didn't like them together as much.
Originally, the spiders had see-through legs.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Pretty deep.
It looks like we have another band in the studio with us as well. Let's just, like, all get in together on this. It's Micah and Derek, right?
Yeah.
Hey.
come hither. Oh. Join. You guys just performed. What was your guys' song name?
One Night Stand.
Cool.
It's the working title.
Yeah, working title.
It worked for purposes of this. So.
Cool. How did that, like, come out?
Title? Or, like, everything?
I guess both.
Well, we met up one day around a piano and decided on a theme, which we didn't end up sticking to. We went off and did a bit of power writing, and then I liked a verse that Derek wrote, and we kind of went from there. There was a line about, what was the line I really liked? You've got a dog. I don't know. I just thought that was...
Yeah, for me, I just started writing about social media and, like, dating and, like, those, like, nuances and, like, just, like, figuring out stuff about a person through their social media and, like, getting all these ideas about them. And then, like, you're like, oh, like, this could turn into something. And then it's, like, not anything at all was kind of, like, where I was going with it. And then, yeah, I think we just talked about different, like, we had two characters in mind, and then initially I think there was, like, an A character and a B character, and it was very clear, like, what each person, like, their traits were kind of flat. And I was like, well, what if, like, A is not very nice at all? So I think that was kind of how it formed, too.
We kind of switched characters, too. Like, I sort of had in my mind that one of these characters was more, I guess, hardened, we'll say, cold, as you will, and the other was kind of a mushier type. But then I think it was your idea to, like, switch up some of the lines in the chorus. We sing it, like, backwards, not backwards, but we trade parts. It would be difficult to sing a chorus backwards. it'd be weird. But we switched parts, and then we kind of were like, oh wait, what if both of these characters have multiple sides? They're not just, you know, hard or mushy.
Yeah, there's not just, like, good and bad. Yeah. It's like both people are, you know, they're kind of assholes at the end of the day. So.
Nuance.
So it sounds like you guys started from, like, a musical standpoint. Hey, like, just at the piano?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I kind of just plunked around with some chords, and Derek was really good at telling me, like, when it sounded bad or
never
when it was okay.
Bad. I just was like...
Yeah, that's meh. It was a smooth collaboration, I think. It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Was it kind of like even, like, songwriting, like, lyrically?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, probably, like, exactly.
Yeah, we, like, wrote our own verses, and then we kind of came with those. And then together we wrote, like, the chorus, the bridge, the outro, like, all the stuff we end up singing together. That was, like... collaborative.
It did work out that way.
It was so, like, we couldn't have, and we didn't even talk about it just kind of came out like that. Like, it was a very equal distribution of labor, like, besides the fact that Micah came up with all of the music, so
yeah,
anything,
but you had
I'm
input
the one singing on here, definitely. So, you know,
that's only pretty even, I would say. Do you guys think that you're gonna work together again in the future?
It would be fun.
I would love that.
I would not
Micah
say no.
Awesome.
Derek is a joy.
I love all of, like, you guys, Michaela and Darby are going to hopefully work together. Alex and Cole are going to work together. Like,
yeah.
I feel like this class has just been, like, let's make bands. Like, let's do it.
Bands. I thought you were going to say let's make babies just because it started with B. Sorry, I just, where my brain, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong.
It's sure. Part two of our song, after
After the One
It's about the baby.
What's, like, the biggest change you guys made to this song, you would say?
Did we make any big changes?
I think the biggest change was kind of what we touched on before, just with the characters kind of switching parts, I guess.
Yeah, and then that ending line where it's like, I'm not the only one, where we were thinking, like, are they at that monogamous stage, or are they just kind of, like, seeing each other and they don't know about that? And then we talked about that double meaning where, like, there's also that I'm not the only one to write a sappy song as well. So there's, like, you know, there's two sides of that. I think that was the biggest, like, twist, I would say, that happened when we were writing the song.
Yeah, we had an aha moment.
Yeah. But in general, we wrote this in, like, 2 days. And so there was no, like, let's change everything.
Yeah, that's fair. It feels like a lot of people wrote about love. You guys were talking about, like, memory and vulnerability. Was there, like, a set, like, kind of, like, list of, like, themes that you had to choose from, or
No.
No.
Okay. I think we wanted, off the bat, we thought, well, the most natural thing is to, not maybe not natural thing, but like the go-to with a duet between a guy and a girl would be to write a love song. But we kind of wanted to make that not a love song, more of like a,
We were going for like, we were talking about Winter Song by Ingrid Michaelson and Sarah Bareilles originally. It was like one thing we talked about. And then it just like slowly progressed like back into a love song. And then it like isn't a love song anymore. It's more of just like a, like a Friends with Benefits song almost.
A hookup song.
The new name, Friends with Benefits song. How did you guys come up with like this? So you, I guess you guys just like sat down and banged it out. Like I feel like all my questions are like pretty like redundant.
No.
Do you guys think that the song is like finished? I guess for like both groups, like are, do you think you're going to work on it more and kind of critique it, or is it like done?
Almost done?
Almost.
Yeah, maybe done. Almost done for sure.
We might add some drums.
Yeah, some more music stuff would be very nice.
Yeah, drums, percussion. Percussion is up there on the list. Cool. I think lyrically, we're pretty much where we want to be.
Yeah.
Cool. What about you guys?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I mean,
also haven't thought about it.
Cool. We were just happy to get the assignment in, but it would sound cool with some beats.
Yeah,
right?
No. Like, honestly, like, I like what we have, and I think ours would work best in, like, a theater piece. Like, that's where I could totally see ours being the most effective. It's not – I don't think I would, like, be like, yes, we must get this to radio. Like, we must. Yeah, like, I think that would lose a lot of the integrity of it, so.
Was it weird performing live on, like, for the song, just being like, here it is?
Yes, for me, yes.
But you did great.
Everyone was beautiful. Everyone was really
talented. We're wrapping it up. We have one more.
Okay, cool.
We have Emily and Nico waiting outside, so we'll go.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll go. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you so much. This was super fun.
Cool. Yeah, you guys were all awesome. So listeners, that was Cole and Alex and Derek and Micah with their songs for their creative writing course on composition and lyricism. And right now, do you guys want to introduce yourself super quick?
Sure. Hi, I'm Nico.
And hi, I'm Emily Peck.
Cool.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah.
You're welcome. So do you guys, I'm so sorry, did you guys just like play a song, or do you have a song for me to play?
No, we did one a little bit earlier, a couple songs ago.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sorry. So what was your guys' song called?
Live Without You.
Cool. How did you guys come up with, like, the themes for this song?
Well, we knew each other previously, and so when we got assigned as a duo, it was kind of a nice little surprise because we're like, oh, like, dynamic duo, back at it. And so when we met up, common themes that we just kind of knew we liked to talk about were, like, comedy and romance and, you know, something very, common with people, like, guy-girl dynamic.
So it worked well for, like, the duet format to kind of go that route. And then with comedy, we thought, like, it'd be really funny if they're just complete opposites, but, like, they're saying similar words.
Yeah. And so with that, we were, like, throwing around just kind of different words at each other and just seeing what happened. And then we kind of stumbled upon the idea of a person that can't live without somebody and then a person that can live without somebody. And so then that was kind of what we discovered, was like, okay, like, let's try to build something around this idea because it uses similar words and similar sounding words, but saying two completely different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Was it weird writing as a duet after composing, like, on your own for the whole semester?
It was really fun, honestly. I think we both had a really good time just, like, kind of laughing about the different kind of lines that we might use for the song. So in that respect, it was more fun than working alone because you had someone you can kind of bounce ideas off.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely different as well because you have that other mind to kind of go off. So if you have one thought and they have another thought, then who knows what could happen.
Yeah, and I think that we definitely could have taken this song a lot of different ways just because the way that we were. And I think that we were very cautious about making sure the other person was comfortable with what we were doing. And so I think that there wasn't as much turmoil as I thought, or there wasn't as much debate because we were pretty accepting of whatever the other person kind of proposed. And so we're like, okay, like, if you want to do that, cool. Alrighty, well, like, we're going to take a little turn this way and then see what happens. And so it was kind of exploring different ways that I didn't anticipate at first. But yeah, we are really respectful of each other. And like I said, like we knew each other before. And so we had like a very close relationship beforehand. So I think that made working together easy.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really fun work with you, dude.
Yeah, no, it was great. Because like she said, because aww, we were like accepting of each other's ideas, it just flowed really well.
Sick. Do you guys have a favorite lyric from the song?
Kind of. So something that happened was Nico's really good about being like specific with lyrics and having specificity. And I think if anything, I was fighting that a lot. Like not intentionally, but just like, I don't know, I struggle with having specificity that is authentic. And so he laid down some lyrics and it was about like putting the characters in a location. And so like, being out to dinner. And I think what like resulted like the back and forth dynamic, I think that's my favorite. So lyrics is like we rotate saying like we're out to dinner. I ordered the wine. There's so many people. Is this the right time? Because it's like we're in conversation with each other. But again, like knowing that we're about to do two different things, I think that was a really fun moment.
Cool.
Yeah, no, the back and forth part was really, really cool. Some of the rhymes that Emily first came up with when we were going over things, and the line, every day I'll treasure you. I think that was definitely one of my favorite lines.
Oh,
thanks, man.
Do you guys think you're going to continue to work with each other?
I think so. I think that it'll extend beyond this. I don't know if we'll, like, I'm always open to continue writing songs, but knowing that we both kind of have a comedic venture and we do have, like, acting, like, we've acted together before, I think it's natural to assume that at some point we'll come back and, like, consult or, you know, do some sort of collaborative. I think there's a lot of different ways that we can go, so I'm open to it. And, you know, it's nice to be comfortable with somebody because it's easy then to say, I know what you're thinking. And so it's easy to roll. But then also we'll get more comfortable with saying, that's a dumb idea, man.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> Yeah, no, definitely. Like since now that we've done a duet mm-hmm. and since we both are constantly performing in life and like trying to do different styles of performing, I think if either of us wants to do a duet, then we'll definitely kind of go to each other for that.
Did you guys have musical experience or other forms of performance background?
mostly theater acting, I'd say. Cool. In this course we had made a couple songs. Aside from that, for me, I hadn't really done much. I like had written songs for fun and like joked around in GarageBand but never actually made a song until this course.
I played piano when I was younger and I stopped for that's one of my biggest regrets, stopping too early.
Same.
Right? Because it's just such a useful skill and you're like, dang, man.
And at the time you're like, I'm too cool for piano.
Yeah, right?
And absolutely. Then in retrospect you're like, no one's too cool for piano. Yeah. Piano's too cool
if
for
only,
us.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. So I'm starting to get back into that a little bit, and same thing with guitar, but mostly like theater acting. Like I did musical theater a lot and I'm still interested in pursuing that. And so a lot of the times for me, I come up with melody first, because that's just like what will kind of bubble out, and then other stuff comes afterwards. So I'm excited to pursue actually learning the instrument, so it'll make translating that a bit easier.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So from my understanding, this course was kind of set up, you guys wrote your song together and then you presented it to the course or to the classroom and then they gave feedback. Mm-hmm. Was there any feedback that you got that you were like, whoa, like literally had never thought of this before?
In regards to the duet or our personal songs before?
I guess both, whatever both? Rocks your boat.
There was like a couple times with some of the solo songs that we did earlier in the course that people would kind of reference a line and how it had a deep meaning, and I'd be like, I had no intention, but I'm so happy that that's what came through. So that was kind of really exciting at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the most recent song that I did alone, like a Broadway ballad kind of came out of it, and that wasn't the original intention, but just kind of happened as I formed it. And like I said, I'm not very good with instrumentation, and so I was playing around with GarageBand for hours, and it just wasn't sounding the way I wanted it to. And so I was like, well, I don't like the way it sounds, so I'm just going to submit a cappella and see what happens. And like, I was so apologetic, and then when we played it in class, everybody's like, wow, like the artist was so brave for doing this a cappella, and it sounded really good, and I was blown away. I just never ever received that kind of feedback from my singing before, and so that was just really amazing. And the fact that everybody loved the title, like the title of the song was Someone You'd Rather Belong To, and so I really liked that concept, but I didn't feel like it would resonate with other people. And so the fact that other people like got on my train, I was like, alrighty, like I got something here. So like I'm excited to like go back and like rework on that one for sure.
Cool. Do you guys think that you'll do more musical ventures in the future now that you
Definitely.
Absolutely.
felt like a silly question as it was coming out of my mouth.
Well, no, it's a good thing to ask because, you know, a lot of times people take this, like, maybe just as a way to explore and then might say it was cool to learn and then they move on. But, no, I think this course definitely provided a lot of a good base in terms of how you can go off on your own afterwards and really keep on pursuing it. So definitely grateful for this course.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Did you guys prefer working alone or working in a pair?
It depends on what you're kind of looking for, I'd say. Because honestly, I think in regards to like the sheer enjoyment, I found it more fun to have a partner just to be able to.
You can be honest, man.
So. Yeah, no, honestly, because then I don't know. I laughed a lot. It was fun working together. But then in regards to like feeling like you're really like expressing yourself, then obviously kind of solo, yeah. You feel like you're just like everything that happens. You're like, wow, like it's a different kind of pride. But they're both really exciting.
Yeah, I think if we were, for example, to write again, I think something that I think I would suggest that we do is spend more time writing a part, and just so that way we could have a bit more of ourselves like infused. Because I think that this was like a good compromise between the two of us, but I think we definitely can sink deeper into like what we want to do, because a lot of Nico's stuff is very, very specific, like I said, and he plays a lot of different cool sounds that I haven't done. So. I mean, I love writing by myself because, again, it's like about getting on that train and feeling it. But writing with somebody else really challenges you to figure out why you do what you do and really make you question it. So that way you usually come up with something, I think, that's been a bit more thought through, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So I don't know if that answers your question at all, but that's my thought on it.
No, cool. That's all questions are there for. This may be like an awful question for you guys, but did you guys listen to like Baby It's Cold Outside and we're like, yes, like this is what we want?
Well, not necessarily Baby It's Cold Outside, but I definitely think when we started talking about like the kind of comedic romantic story of a duet, we both kind of imagined a musical theater style vibe. It's kind of similar to Baby It's Cold Outside, mm-hmm. with the back and forth, mm-hmm. and they're both kind of, I don't know, it's a more of a playful duet than.
Yeah. And I think that's something that definitely changed, like, as I was talking with you more. Because I think originally when I was thinking about a duet, I was going really, really sad. I don't know why I was going there. But just, like, Nico's energy is just effervescent. And just, like, he, like, radiates. And so just anything that I do with him just, like, has such a happy tone to it. And so, like, I don't know, like, if you listen to it, it has, like a jazzy, boppy feel. And that's not how originally I heard it. But I liked the way that kind of turned out.
Well, and it's funny because it's generally a sad song. Like, they're both totally on different wavelengths. But,
which,
yeah, but it has the, yeah.
a modern tragedy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, but it kept that fun vibe. So
cool. Well, I'll let you guys go. Thank you so much for
speaking. Thank you for having us.
No worries. My pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm fully fascinated by this course. I think it's awesome.
It is.
Yeah. So
all right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. You too. That was Nico and Emily talking about their song Live Without You, which they wrote for their creative writing course, CRWR 411 or 511. Really, really fascinating course. I'm very, very excited about it. It's like, it's called Advanced Lyric Forms. That's kind of like the name of it. And you just like write songs, which is sick. Like they give you all the tools. It's kind of like in a workshop format, so you write the song and then you workshop it. Everyone sounds like they had the best time. I'm like very, very interested in it. So yeah, CITR just broadcasted all of these songs written for this section of the course, and then we interviewed a few of the artists as well, or I guess every artist as well. Thank you so much for listening. I'm just gonna put it on.